Were you ever somewhere where you weren't wanted when you were told to leave? Kind of an embarrassing moment. That happened to me once, but only once. I was working at the University Hospital and they brought in a girl from the university who had committed suicide. And I was there to support the parents who were coming in, and they did come in and they asked me how she was. I said, well, they're working with her. Except I knew she had died already. And they had told me that, the resident told me that he was going to be the one to tell the parents that she had died, and for me not to. And so I was lying basically to the people for quite a bit of time, maybe 15 minutes. And he finally came in and he told them that she had died and so on. And they got mad at me because I had strung them along, and they told me to leave, get out of here. So I left. And I never did that again. I never let somebody else tell somebody that their loved one died. If I knew, I'd tell them myself. But that, the reason I tell that story is because that's what was going on with the apostles in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. They were being kicked out of places. They came to speak the gospel and people didn't want them. They kicked them out. The leaders of the synagogue drove them out of town. But they just kept going. Just as I kept going, and maybe some of you kept going. Today in the gospel, we hear the story of the Good Shepherd. Four times a year, we hear about the Good Shepherd, and this is one of them. The Good Shepherd leads his people home, but the other side of the coin is the lamb was led to the slaughter and was crucified. So Jesus is both the shepherd and the lamb. And the lamb represents in the gospel the sacrificial lamb. And the shepherd is the one who leads his flock. So Jesus was both and. And we hear and we say at Mass every Sunday, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Well, I understand that the Greek translation of that is a bit different. Behold the Lamb of God who conquers sin and death. A much stronger vision and view of the Lamb than a kind of a one who was put to death who was very passive. The Lamb of God that we pray to is the strong Lamb, the Lamb who destroys suffering and death. In the book of Revelation, we hear this. Kings will fight against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Jesus is not a softie. We know that. He endured a great deal and was willing to take up the challenge. He was a conqueror of sin and death. Victorious, that's what he was. He was victorious and will be followed by his faithful who also are victorious. You and I, the faithful people of God, also will follow that Lamb into eternal life. And how can we be victorious? We're called to be victorious. We are God's people, the sheep of his flock, we just sang. But there's something else about that. There's some strength there, as Jesus was strong. How can we also be victorious over sin and death? Well, there are a couple of things that I could mention, and you probably have your own thoughts. We can care for the environment, which Pope Francis has encouraged us to do. We can plant flowers, vegetables, and fruits for bees to pollinate. We can purchase what we need, not everything we want. We can speak out against violence, bigotry, or prejudice. So there are lots of ways that we can be victorious in bringing the gospel to people, just as Jesus did and the apostles did. Not all in big ways, not great big dramatic ways, but our own small ways. One of the things I do, I've learned to do over the last few months, is not flush the toilet as often. I mean, it's using all that water. We don't really need to. But you all can have your own thoughts and ways of doing this. But we're called to be victorious like the Lamb. We're called to be strong, not weak, not simply obedient, but willing to challenge and willing to live out our faith. then we will also be conquerors of sin and death in our contemporary world.